In just a moment, we switch controls to Hollywood, where Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink presents Stars Over Hollywood. Today featuring one of the nation's favorite actors, singers, and band leaders, the one and only Phil Harris. There's the signal. Take it away, Hollywood. Welcome to Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, where every week Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink presents Stars Over Hollywood, headlining your favorite stars of screen and radio. Every week, new personalities. Every week, a new story. And every week, the same delicious chocolate-flavored drink, Dairy Rich. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the star of our Dairy Rich Theater, one of Hollywood's grandest people, Phil Harris.
Hiya, folks. Say, Knox, I've been drinking that Dairy Rich for a week now, and it's really fine.
But, Phil, that's not in your contract. You don't have to go into raves about the product.
Well, I'll be doggone. Where I come from, you have to say it in six delicious voices.
I think I know what you mean, Phil. But since you have been drinking Dairy Rich, how do you like it?
Well, frankly, Knox, now that I don't have to say so, I still like it.
Oh, everybody does, Phil. And be sure that you're...
Over Hollywood presents Southern Hospitality, an original drama starring Phil Harris as an ambitious young man whose name happens to be Phil Harris. Our scene, a small apartment. The time, around noon. Phil is just getting up.
Come in.
Telegram for Mr. Phil Harris.
Phil!
I hear you talking. Where's the wire?
Sign here, Mr. Harris.
Thanks, son. Here. I wonder who could be sending me a telegram.
Why don't you open it and find out?
Gee, kid, you think of everything. Wow!
What gives?
Hey, Dooley, wrap an ear around this. Mr. Phil Harris, 311 Jefferson Avenue. You have been named sole heir to the Riverbend Plantation, Jackson's Grove, North Carolina. It is imperative that you claim this inheritance before April the 25th of the title automatically passes to other legatees. Signed, Jones, Brown, and Smith, attorneys at law. Dooley, we're in business.
I didn't know you had any rich relatives in North Carolina.
Neither did I, but this is no time to snub the family. Imagine me being the sole heir to Riverbend Plantation.
I don't think you are. You know, this wouldn't be the first time you got a message that was intended for that other Phil Harris who used to live here.
I got the telegram, didn't I?
Yeah.
We need the dough, don't we?
Yeah.
Then it ain't for any other Phil Harris, brother.
Mm-hmm. You hope.
Well, you better start hoping too, Dooley. We're leaving for North Carolina as of now.
From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, the birds are flying north. But from Kokomo, Indiana, to Jackson's Grove, North Carolina, a couple of birds named Dooley and Harris are flying south, wearing out the tires on their ancient car.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning.
Stop that bawling, will you?
Huh?
Hey, are you positive this is the place? It looks awful big.
It's the telegram. Riverbend Plantation, Jackson's Grove, North Carolina, it says. This must be it.
All right, this is it. Now what do we do?
Walk in and claim the joint.
And just how do you figure you're going to prove you're the sole heir?
Don't worry, I'll think of something.
And the last time you thought of something, I spent 3 days and 68 bucks in the hospital.
Well, how did I know her husband was coming home? I didn't even know she was married. What are you stopping for? Drive in.
Look, Phil, we may be letting ourselves in for an awful headache.
What's the matter with you? We got the telegram, haven't we?
Yeah, and I still think it was meant for the other Phil Harris. Your people didn't come from North Carolina.
Listen, I'll get enough criticism from outsiders without you turning on me. Drive this heap up to the door.
All right.
Oh, quit worrying, Dooley. Look at those stately trees. Probably planted by my grandfather.
Yeah, but get a load of that house. It looks a little run down.
Yeah, does it that. Well, I'll have the servants look after it the first thing in the morning.
When the servants see the new master, they're going to be glad Lincoln freed the slaves. Phil, there's something fishy about this. I'm getting cold feet.
Wet blanket Dooley, they call you. Stop right here.
Whoa.
Come on, come on. Shut the mill off so the natives will come out of the brush.
Well, where's the welcoming committee?
Quiet. The front door's open.
Who's that coming out, your grandfather?
That's the butler, stupid.
He looks like Step and Fetch It to me. Stop talking, brother. You take the first 8 bars, I'll come in on a chorus.
Morning, gentlemen. What can I do for you all?
Well, I came here in answer to a telegram. My name is Phil Harris.
Harris, you say? Are you really young, Mr. Harris? Say, we've been expecting you. Yes, sir. Come right this way.
Hey, see, Dooley? We're in.
Oh, looks like it at that. Lean on, Mr. Harris. I'm right behind you.
Man, look at that library. Look at that easy chair with those wide arms to balance a milk julep on, Dooley. I think I'm going to like this South.
Wait till you meet the folks before you settle down for the rest of your life. They may not be sure as you are that you're the right Phil Harris.
Well, I'm not so sure myself, but it's working all right so far.
Oh, Jiggers, here comes old Fetchit with the chief and his beautiful daughter.
Oh, brother. It's true what they say about Dixie.
Well, well. Horace tells me that you're young Mr. Harris. I'm Colonel Jackson.
Hiya, Jackson.
And this is my daughter, Annabelle, Mr. Harris.
How do you do, Mr. Harris?
I'm just beginning to do all right. Oh, by the way, this is my partner, Jerry Dooley.
Hi.
I do,
hiya.
Sir. I presume you received the telegram from my lawyer, sir.
Well, here it is, Colonel. It was really a surprise.
He can say that again.
I didn't know Grandpa had passed on.
Grandpa? I regret I didn't have the pleasure of knowing your grandfather, sir.
How come Grandma lived here all alone?
She didn't.
Huh?
This plantation belonged to your Uncle Ned Harris, your father's twin brother.
Oh, yeah, dear old Uncle Ned.
Your Uncle Ned and I were very close.
So's my Uncle Jack Benny.
I see. Your Uncle Ned was very anxious to have you take over the plantation and carry on the tradition of Riverbend.
Well, I'll sure try, Colonel. But let's not worry about the family on a day like this. I'll go down and see the lawyers in the morning, Colonel, and get everything straightened out.
That's fine. In the meantime, Mr. Harris, I could show you Riverbend.
Yes, sister.
That is, if you're sure that you and Father don't have too much business to talk over.
Well, Dooley can take care of that. Right now, I want to sniff those magnolia blossoms with you.
Why, Mr. Harris, you're an awful flirt.
Lady, you just don't know.
Quiet, small stuffer. I'll throw a boll weevil on you. Come on, honey. Let you and me go magnolian.
Well, what do I do?
Oh, you wouldn't do it anyway. Come on, Annabelle.
And down there are the camellias.
Camellias? You mean those flowers?
I can see that you're not familiar with the South, Mr. Harris.
No, but I'm gonna be. And drop that Mr. Harris. Just call me Phil.
Yeah, yeah, Phil.
You know, we're going to see a lot of each other in the next 10 or 20 years.
Oh, but I won't be here. According to the will, Riverbend belongs to you. I was only to take possession if you didn't arrive before April 25th.
Huh? You mean you would have inherited Riverbend if I hadn't shown up?
Yeah, yeah.
And now that I'm here, you're going to be run out of your happy home? Oh, no. In that case, I'm going to get right out of here.
Oh, no, Phil. I don't mind, really. Place is much too big for Father and me. We have another place, you know. Besides, Riverbend needs someone like you. A young man with ideas.
Yeah? Well, ever since I saw you, I've been getting ideas.
What?
Well, about the place, I mean, but they don't make sense if you're not going to be around.
Maybe I will be around.
Well, then we'll have the joint jumping in no time. We'll raise nothing but racehorses, mint juleps and frying chickens, and a big patch of corn to remind me of my days in radio.
No mustard greens or black-eyed peas?
Plenty. We'll have one mammy who'll do nothing but be the vice president in charge of cone, pone, and candied yams. Pardon me while I think that over.
Why, Phil, you're hungry.
Lady, understatement just hit a new low. Starved is the word, starved. You know, we didn't waste much time eating on the way down.
Well, we'll soon fix that. You're coming back to the house with me right now.
Honey, I could kiss you for that, and I think I will.
Why, Phil... That wasn't right.
I didn't think so either, but gosh, kid, I'm out of practice. Here, let's try it again.
This is just like the old days, Mr. Harris. Mr. Dooley playing the piano, you and Annabelle sitting there. Sure makes an old man happy, Mr. Harris. Are you comfortable, Mr. Harris?
Sure, I like it more every day, Colonel. This is the life, eh, Dooley?
Oh, this is it. We're really operating now.
What about you, Annabelle?
I declare, I didn't think I could ever be this happy with just one man.
You hear that, Dooley?
I heard it.
Do you know my dollar Nellie Gray, Mr. Dooley?
No, but any friend of yours is a friend of mine. Trot her in.
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand.
Neither does Dooley, Colonel. The Colonel was talking about an old song, you dope.
I never heard of it. This is the oldest thing I know.
I'm afraid that was after my time, Mr. Dooley.
Pardon me for bringing up business, Colonel, but I better get into town to see those lawyers. When we get this inheritance straightened out, then I can start fixing up the plantation.
Well, there's one thing about the South, Mr. Harris. We've learned to never hurry.
Well, just the same,
I'll drive you into town in the morning, Phil.
Swell. I got a lot of things I want to talk over with you.
Such as?
Well, that cook of yours sure throws together a solid Southern dinner.
Oh.
Of course, everybody's been mighty friendly, especially you.
Is that all you have to say?
Well, I'll... Oh, shucks, honey, I can't tell you. I'll have to sing it to you. Hey, Dooley.
Yeah?
Let's have that, That's What I Like About the South.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and boiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistakey. Wear those nerves, I'm never shaky. Ought to taste that layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams. Those sugar-cured Virginia hams. Basement full of those berry jams. And that's what I like about the South. Hot cornbread with black-eyed peas. You can eat as much as you please. Cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Don't take one. Have two. They're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you. Cause that's what I like about the South.
Well, let me get a lick in, Twitch.
Sure, always a hammer. Go ahead, beat it out, Jack. It's a way, way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, cause that's what I like about the South. It's down where they have those pretty queens to keep a dreamin', those dreamy dreams, well, let's sip that absinthe to New Orleans. That's what I like about the South.
We're hot.
She's got backbones and butter beans, ham hocks and turnip greens, you and me in New Orleans, and that's what I like about the South.
All right, Dooley, don't be a ham. I just wanted to give Annabelle an idea.
Oh.
Not good.
Phil, that was grand. You can really sing.
Well, put it in writing, honey. There's a guy in Hollywood who doesn't believe it.
There's a guy closer than Hollywood.
Well, I thought it was mighty fine, Mr. Harris. Who's that?
The front door.
Mighty late at night for us to be out of
course. I'm sorry, Phil, that you can't bust in here on the colonel.
Hey, what's going on out there? Somebody's trying to force his way in here.
Well, whoever he is, he's no gentleman.
Pardon me, Mr. Harris, I'll take care of this.
No, sir, I might as well start running things now. Nobody's going to come busting into my house this way. Come on, Dooley, let's throw this guy out.
Right.
Now, just a minute, gentlemen. I can hear the butler coming this way.
Excuse me, Colonel Jackson, but I sure crave words with you alone.
What do you mean, Horace? Anything you have to say to me, you can say in front of Mr. Harris.
Begging your pardon, sir, but I doubt the judiciosity of that last remark.
Go ahead, Horace. What's cooking?
Stew, I think. You in it.
Oh, here comes Dooley.
Tell us what you're talking about, Horace.
Well, all right, since you all insisting. That gentleman at the door.
Yeah?
Well, sir, he say his name is Mr. Phil Harris, too.
That's good enough for me. Come on, Phil. I'm going.
I'll be seeing you around Kokomo.
What's the meaning of this, Mr. Harris?
Well, I don't know.
Well, Mr. Dooley seemed to know it. He wouldn't have run away.
Well, I think it's all a mistake.
Bring the other man, Horace. We'll soon find out who made the mistake.
Will you pardon me for saying so, Colonel? I think it's this gentleman done made the mistake.
Are you sure?
Well, I ain't positive. But this new man, he say he got a letter from your lawyer proving he's the real Mr. Phil Harris.
And what do you say to that, Mr. Harris?
Pardon my southern exposure. Hey, Dooley, wait for Filthy!
Curtain falls on Act One of Southern Hospitality, starring Phil Harris. Phil will be back in just a moment in Act Two of our Stars of Hollywood production. Stars of Hollywood presents Act Two of Southern Hospitality, featuring Phil Harris. Fate has played a mean trick on Phil and his pal Dooley,
Just when things look rosy at Riverbend, another Phil Harris turned up to claim the inheritance one day before the deadline. Now, Phil and Dooley, both somewhat disheartened by the unexpected turn of events, walk out of the lawyer's office in the little town of Jackson's Grove.
Well, Dooley, that sure fixes us up fine. That other guy proves he's the real heir to Riverbend. The lawyers get tough and sore at me, and then after everything else happened out here, the colonel remembers how fast you were in some of those poker games you played with him. That didn't help us any.
Well, you know how it is with me, Phil. Every time I get around cards, some of them get up my sleeves.
Well, you just got me in wrong with the finest little girl in the world, that's all. All because you can't forget you used to be a confidence man.
Yeah? I suppose trying to steal a plantation from the rightful heir makes you look like an angel.
That was an honest mistake. But I hate to see a snake like that other Harris moving in on Ann and the colonel.
Hey, you really were sold on a gal, weren't you?
Yeah, you can say that again. I was, Dooley, but guess it's all over now. She won't even speak to me.
Gals are like that. But don't tell me you're going to give up without fighting.
What am I going to do?
Well, I only been in the South a couple of days, but I found out a lot about old Southern traditions.
What do you mean?
Well, in the South, when a fella's in love with a girl, he don't give her up just like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. And, if you want to be a real Southern gentleman, here's your chance right now. Ann's coming down the street.
Doggone it, you're right, Dooley. Go find yourself a poker game. Uncle Phil's going to play this hand alone. Ann! Oh, Ann! Wait a minute!
Don't speak to me, Mr. Harris. If that's really your name.
Oh, Ann, give me a break, will you, honey? You didn't even give me a chance to explain.
I've heard enough explanations from you and that other Yankee.
But I'm no Yankee, honey. I was born in the South.
Where?
South Dakota. Why, my family don't even like union suits.
Even your jokes are bad. You're no good. You and your big talk about all the great things you were going to do with Riverbend. And that other Yankee is just as bad.
What other Yankee, Dooley?
No, the other, the real Phil Harris.
Oh, just a second. Look, if he's a Yankee, how can he be the real heir to Riverbend?
I don't know. But he proved it to the lawyers. Now he's going to ruin Riverbend.
But if he's a Yankee, what do you mean? What's he going to do with this place?
Oh, he's going to break it up into acre tobacco farms and sell it to a lot of people up north who'll never see the place.
Do you mean that? Why, he can't do that to Riverbend. The place is over 300 years old. It's a tradition. That's what it is. I won't let him do it.
I'd like to see you stop him. You better get out of this town before the police start looking for you.
And I'm not going to get out of this town. I'm going to start looking for some way to save Riverbend and to prove to you that I'm not a crook.
Oh, Phil, I wish I could believe you. But not after what's happened already.
Well, let me come out to the place and talk to that two-bit subdivider.
Oh, you better not, Phil. Father's so mad at you that he'd have you run off the plantation. He's convinced that you tried to swindle us.
What do you think?
What do you expect me to think? I'll have to have some proof that you're on the square before I can believe in you again.
Well, if it's proof you want, honey, you'll get it. Just let Uncle Phil have a little time to figure this out, and I'll prove to you that I'm no crook.
I wish you could, Phil.
Yeah, so do I. What am I going to do, Dooley? I can't let that sharpshooter cut Riverbend up into one-acre tobacco farms and break Ann's heart.
I don't know, but there's something about that one-acre farm business sounds awful familiar to me.
What are you driving at?
Well, I never said much about this to anyone, but I was hooked up in a racket out in California once with a guy that had an idea like that. Except that it was grapefruit farms we were selling, one-acre grapefruit farms.
You're getting warm, Dooley. Keep talking.
All the suckers had to do was buy the acres with the grapefruit trees and then sit home and get rich. Looked like a swell idea, even to me.
Okay, and then what happened?
Well, the guy I was in business with ducked out. Dusty Walker was his name. Took all the dough with him, and the cops have been on his trail ever since. Boy, it cost me plenty getting out of that deal.
Hey, Dooley, I'm just wondering if maybe this guy, this other Phil Harris, maybe he's got the same idea.
Hey, maybe I should have talked to him that night. I think I can still recognize the buildup when I hear it.
Too bad you didn't stick around. Why, when that guy came in, you went out the back door like the last course of Tiger Rag.
I was just clearing the way for you, but you didn't move fast enough.
Ah, forget it. We got to figure out some way to get rid of that tobacco auctioneer. And there's only one place to start.
Where's that?
Out at the plantation.
That's all, brother.
What do you mean?
You think I'm going to go out there and get my ears shot off? Oh, no. If there's one thing my mother did not raise, it's suicide.
Well, I'm going. I'm not going to let that guy swindle Annabelle and the Colonel. See you later.
Listen, if you're going to be stubborn about it, I'll go along. I got a kind of a soft spot in my head for the Colonel anyway.
Hey, there's a house up there. What are you stopping way back here for?
Because we got to make a tactical approach. What if the Colonel should be out with that shooting iron of his?
I see what you mean, Dooley. Come on, let's get walking.
Here, you first.
Yeah, you coward.
I'm not either a coward. I just don't want to ride that train back north in a long wooden box. I like to look out of the windows.
Okay, Freddy Cat, stay behind me.
All right. Hey, you're going to go right up to the front door?
Of course, stupid. Do you think we're going to climb down the chimney?
With you leading this expedition, anything can happen.
All right, Dooley, quiet. Here we are.
Well, go ahead, beat on the door, and hope that Horace opens it instead of the Colonel.
Okay. Here we go, Dooley.
Hold your hat. Someone's coming.
Don't worry, Dooley. Haven't you heard of Southern hospitality?
Will!
Hiya, Jackson!
Harris, you swindler! I thought I told you never to set foot on Riverbend Plantation again.
Well, I'm sorry, Colonel, but I got to see this other fellow who claims he's Phil Harris.
Claims he is? He has proof of it.
Yeah? Well, I want to look at those papers of his. Pardon my northern rudeness, Colonel, but we're coming in. Dooley, help me do the honor.
Happy to...
Here, now, wait a minute. You can't do this to me. This is an outrage.
That closet looks about right, Dooley. All right, just step right inside, Colonel, old boy. That's a good boy, Colonel.
Don't shut the door on his finger.
Oh, I wouldn't think of it. There you are, Colonel. Prop that chair up against him.
Okay.
We'll be right back in a few minutes, Colonel. Come on, Dooley, let's find this rope.
Wait a minute. I hear voices in the library.
Yeah. Hey, Dooley. That's that phony Phil Harris in there talking to Annabelle now.
Where you going, babe?
You won't have to worry about us anymore, Mr. Harris. Father and I are leaving Riverbank, and just as soon as we can get our things
packed. Now, don't rush off, baby. I kind of like having you around.
But I don't like being here. You've got the place, and I suppose you can do whatever you want to with it, but... I don't have to stay and see the plantation
room. Look,
baby, come on, Dooley. I can see now why I didn't like this guy right from the start. Hello there, Ann. Is this thing here bothering you?
Oh, Phil, I'm so glad you're here.
Don't worry, honey. I couldn't stay away from you.
I thought I'd gotten rid of you, Harris.
Well, what do you know after all these years?
What are you doing here, Dooley?
You know this guy, Dooley?
No, I'm this guy's the one who took me to the cleaners and the grapefruit rack.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do, Walker, but I never thought you'd try the same kind of racket again after the mess you got into.
So, you're going to sell 1 acre tobacco farms to the suckers instead of grapefruit ranches.
You can't prove a thing. I haven't sold anything yet.
I think we can prove that you did a little forging on those papers that proves you're the real Phil Harris. And I think the police would be glad to know where you went after you gave up selling grapefruit farms.
You bring that rap up, your friend Dooley will get pulled in, too.
Guess again, Walker. I was the guy that paid off the suckers you trimmed in that deal.
You better start worrying about what you're going to do with your leisure time after they put you away, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, you better phone for the sheriff, Phil. And, I want the job of guarding the prisoner till the cops get here.
What for, Dooley?
I'm going to get a little fun back for the $5,000 this guy cost me.
So you see, honey, I don't know whether I'm the real Phil Harris or not, but it doesn't make any difference because the deadline is passed and now the place belongs to you.
Well, I don't know what I'll do with it. I really need a man with ideas to help me run the place.
Well, I've got one idea that I want to get off my mind right now before anything else happens.
What's that?
Well, it's a very simple idea. It's about a boy and a girl and a wedding.
What boy? What girl?
This boy and this girl. How's about it?
You do have a lot of good ideas.
Oh, honey.
Well, that guy's going to lay still at least until the sheriff... Oh, pardon me.
It's all right, Dooley.
Yeah, I guess the guy has a right to kiss the bride-to-be.
Well, that's going to make the colonel very happy. But congratulations.
Say, I wonder where Father is. He missed all the excitement.
Holy smoke!
Yeah, we forgot all about the colonel. Let's get him out.
Wait a minute. Ann. Get Horace quick and have him stir up 4 mint juleps, just the way the colonel likes them.
Well, what in the world do you want with 4 mint juleps?
We're going to need them after the war, honey.
War? What war?
The Civil War. When we take the colonel out of that hall closet, it's going to be the North and the South all over again.
Thank you.
down comes the final curtain on our Stars of a Hollywood production, Southern Hospitality, featuring the one and only Phil Harris as the star. Phil has a few more words for you before he leaves, so stay with us for just a moment while I talk to the boys and girls. It's time to say thanks, Phil Harris, for a swell performance.
We started rehearsing awfully early this morning, Knox, but it was worth it.
It sure was, Phil. By the way, you won't get too much sleep tonight either. We'll all try to come down to the Biltmore Bowl and dance to that swell band of yours.
Okay, the boys will expect you then. They're all listening in this morning. They better be.
Well, tell them to be sure and listen next week, too, Phil. We're presenting one of the greatest stars in the entire Stars Over Hollywood series.
Sounds pretty big. Who is it?
It's Basil Rathbone, Phil, appearing in a great play titled I Play Hamlet.
Yipe! From Harris and Southern Hospitality to Rathbone and Hamlet. Man, you guys really get around, but it sounds great.
I'm glad you like the idea, Phil, and I'm glad you could be here this morning to provide a different kind of high spot in our series. Thanks for coming. All persons and places in today's play were entirely fictitious, and any resemblance to real persons or places was entirely coincidental. Next week, new personalities and the new original radio play. So remember, Stars Over Hollywood, next Saturday, same time, same station.